Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, Christopher.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
All right, that is good to hear. So, yes, my name is Honey, and I am actually part of a client services team here at Local Splash. The purpose of my call today is to go ahead and review your account progress. This should take about 10 to 15 minutes, maximum of 20. Is this a good time for the call?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So, of course, first we want to go ahead and thank you for choosing Local Splash as your premier marketing agency. Like I've mentioned earlier, the purpose of the call is to go ahead and review your account progress. And then also, we will go ahead and check what we have completed so far for you, for your campaign. And I'm going to do a walkthrough, of course, as well with your client dashboard. And we'll talk about the website as well. If you have like any questions about it or anything you'd like to share about the website. So your account is only a few weeks old and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have finally had the Google Business Profile verified. Thank you so much for completing the verification. So as of April 11, it is showing as verified and live. So that means it is already visible now to your customers. Now, you're not ranking yet. Now, the ranking is not established yet, but don't worry, like we've mentioned, within 45 to 60 days, you should be able to see your listing on the first page. So we will continuously work on getting you on the first page. This is pretty normal. So we will work on that one. And then let's see, for your Facebook ad stepping, have you seen your Facebook ads?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I've seen it. It actually, the Facebook profile looks relatively the same as it was when I built it to begin with.
So we will continue to go ahead and what we do is that when we go ahead and optimize the Facebook page, we make sure that all the information that we have here in the back office is actually the same as the information that is being listed on your Facebook page. So when we do, because we will be creating posting for you to help you with the visibility and ranking, all of this posting as well will be shared on your Facebook page. So that all postings created for Google will also be posted on the Facebook page. And then now, I'd like to go ahead and review with you your client dashboard. Have you had the chance to go ahead and log in there?
Log in to what?
To your client dashboard.
On my Google Business Profile.
No, it's a different one. This one is actually your access to
For
your dashboard.
local flash dashboard.
Yes, that's right.
Within the app.
Yes, you can actually check on the app there, but there is another one where you can open in like a web account. I can send you your login credentials.
Yeah,
So
that'd
that
be
you can
great.
go ahead and check. Okay, no problem. Let me just go ahead and do that. Now with the login credentials, it will also have the link that takes you to the dashboard and then it will have your username and password. It's not generating the password. Let me just reset your password very quick, okay? Okay, were you able to get an email?
Yeah, just got it.
Okay, perfect. So that will have your login credentials.
All right, I'm all done.
Okay. Okay. So now you are actually looking at your home page of the client dashboard. So you will see some higher level insights on your active campaigns and any leads that you receive. So that would depend on what products you actually currently have. Now you will see here a preview of your business information on the home section. You would see there your information like the logo as well, and then the link to your to access your website editor. So you can actually make changes on your website. I will text you the My Site tutorial. So just in case you wanted to go ahead and make changes, this will be just a tutorial on how you can actually do it.
That's fine.
So I'll text it to you. Okay, there you go. All right. Now, please know we also have a great feature for your website. We actually call it live chat. So it is one more way that you can actually stay connected with your customers. If you'd like, I can submit this feature and have our team include that one to your website. Okay. Let me go ahead and make a request right now. There you go. Okay, that's submitted. And then, so as you know, our goal is to go ahead and get you as many leads as possible. So on your leads tab, you would be able to see each lead that your business receives from the call tracking.
I'm good.
Yeah, it's also from the website and other.
I think you put 559.85 into Terry Drake's account.
Okay.
I can't remember that. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
It's okay. No problem. So here in the leads, you would see there the different types of leads that you could get. For example, you can get them all from the calls. You have website, and if you have, let's say, Google Guarantee or your ads, there's also information there from where you got your lead.
I did see that the leads that were there, they weren't valid.
Yes, that is actually normal, especially that we just had your your Google Business Profile verified. So you will be getting slow leads. Some are actually like, this not going to be valid leads, but as we near the 45 to 60 days time frame, because your invisibility there and ranking has already improved, so that by then you should be able to get more qualified leads and more than or a lot of these qualified leads. So it will be slow at first, but definitely you will have more leads as time comes as we near the 45 to 60 days.
85, that's weird.
Okay.
I'm sorry, let me keep going. I was working.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. And then also, have you heard about our other ads campaign, the Google Verified, and then the Google Ads, our pay-per-click campaign?
Briefly, not thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. So these two ads campaign actually help new profiles, like for example yourself. So since you are actually a new listing and you're not ranking very well yet, of course, and it takes like 45 to 60 days, right? Now, if you actually try this ads campaign, what they do is that even if you're not ranking well yet on the map section, when customers search for the service that you provide, they will actually put you on top of the search page. So that's what the ads do. Yes. So what that's what the ads do. They help new businesses gain visibility. Now, we highly suggest actually doing this ads campaign. You can select, well, the Google Verified is the most premier one, and then there's the Google Ads. I'll explain to you later what's the difference of both. But this ads campaign will help you generate leads, even if you are just starting. So a lot of things, since new profiles actually don't rank well, we highly suggest to have or run ads with it. So while we work on your visibility or ranking on the map section, you have your ads campaign that will help you generate customers. Now, for example, after, let's say, after 60 days, you are already ranking well in an area. Let's say on your, let's say in Arkansas, you are ranking, let's say, number two already. We can go ahead and stop the ads if you'd like, and then we can go ahead and refocus that one on a different area that you be wanted. So, Carmelo, it's really going to cost you because the profile is new, your listing is new, it doesn't have good visibility yet, that's why we need you to run ads. But after that, once we have worked on your visibility in the map section, we can then go ahead and pause these ads and then focus on other areas that you're not ranking very well. Now, so these two ads, the Google Verified and then the Google Ads campaign. So first, the Google Verified ads is a pay-per-lead campaign. It used to be Google Guarantee. I'm not sure if you are familiar with or have you heard about that. But, no? Okay. Don't worry. So Google, it used to be Google Guarantee. So it has like a badge. Like when you try to search for, let's say service, you notice before there are businesses that are being put on top and has like a check mark badge to them. So that means they are Google Verified campaign. Now, Google is actually very strict. Not all businesses can get Google Verified. You will undergo background check. They will check your social security number. So they are actually very strict and there is a process. But the good thing there is that the reason why customers actually get more or they are more confident in choosing the Google Verified businesses is because they know that Google actually checked on them, verified that they are legitimate business, and because of the strict compliance of their requirements, they know that if Google actually suggests a business and you are Google Verified, that means you are a legitimate business and you are in good hands. So that's number one. And then since it's pay-per-lead, depending on how many leads you actually get,
so
that's the time
you will
actually
play. Is that a one-time price, or is it free, or is it monthly?
Oh, for that one, so you will actually pay the application fee. There's an application fee, and then after that one, we will set in a budget for you. Because we want to make sure that you are confident. Like, for example, you, let's just say, for example, you want to set in a $1,000 budget to your account. So we will keep on sending you leads until you actually reach your cap, which is $1,000.
Is that like $1,000 out of the front right now?
I'm sorry?
$1,000 out of the front right now?
Yes. That's a different budget. Now, for example, let's say you have a $1,000 budget. Now, let's
right now, I'm paying y'all, I paid y'all $350 down, and then I'm paying y'all $250 a month, right?
You are paying $249 monthly.
$249.
Yes. That's your monthly.
I think I might keep it where it's at right now until everything starts to pick up, and then go ahead. And then if I do need any more advertising or anything like that, or ad campaigns or anything like that, I'll once I break into doing this and making more money, if I'm, you know, I want to expand, so I'll just kind of see how things go and go from there. Once my finances are able to do so, I can add equipment, add people, and then expand, get more jobs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, no problem. So, yes, whenever you're ready, just go ahead and contact us. And we'll definitely go ahead and assist you with the ads campaign.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right, perfect. So, now let's go ahead and go back to your dashboard. Now, you notice where it says pause.
Doing pretty good. Can I get the full packs of Mobile Black Short Red? Go ahead. I'm multitasking.
Yes. Going back to your dashboard, you see there was a home, leads, website, listings. Oh, by the way, before we move there, let's go to listings. So listings are the profiles or your accounts that we actually manage for you. So currently we have access to the we have the Facebook, and then we do have the relevant yellow. Now your Google, let me see. Your Google should be here as well. Let me try to refresh. So it looks like the Google Business Profile has not linked yet to the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check. I think because of the time. Okay. That is actually normal. It's because the Google listing was actually verified on the 11th. So in the coming days, you will see here your Google listing as well. Like when you click it, it should take you to your listing directly.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll just hold off on anything extra for now. I'll just kind of keep things where they are.
Yes. Oh, this is actually post. Just the listing is just to, for you to be able to see what we actually manage for you, like your profile. And if you wanted to see them, your Yelp, your Facebook. So you just go to listing and then click it. Now, next to that would be Google Insights. So the Google Insights will give you information about how your Google Business Profile is doing. So it will actually record the activities, calls, website visits. So you will actually see it here on the Google Insights.
Thank
now, next would be ad campaign.
Keep going. You should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
Let me just quickly respond to my colleague. I apologize.
Oh, you're just fine.
Okay, there you go. So next is that there's ads campaign, right? Now, for example, you wanted to go ahead and check on your Facebook ads. You go to campaign management. This allows you to go ahead and manage. Let's say, for example, you wanted to boost your Facebook ads and you wanted to add budget. You just have to go from here and then click add budget, or you can call us so we can assist you. Also, if you wanted to start the Google Ads and Google Verified, you can also check from here, or you can call me back here and let me know if you wanted to start the Google Ads campaign so I can help you with the setup. And then, we want to check your ads campaign. Then next is reviews. Now, this one is very important because since your profile is new, we need to start working on getting your reviews. Now, at the moment, the request review button is not yet available because the Google Business Profile has not synced yet. But once it has synced, and it would be anytime this week, you should see a request button here. So all you have to do is enter your customer's name. So you click the request review button, enter your customer's name, and then their phone number, and hit send. So they will actually get or receive a link. And if you tap on it, it will take them directly to their Google Business Profile review section. So that actually simplifies the process of getting reviews. And because we want to make sure that your customers are leaving your reviews to you and not to your competitors, because sometimes they get confused. Especially
oh, yeah,
the
definitely don't want
like
that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So to make sure that we capture their reviews, you can use this feature.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, it's very quick. You just have to click it, and then it will take them to the listing right away.
Yes, that sounds good to me.
All right. And then next is posts. Next reviews would be posts. Oh, by the way, before I leave reviews, once you get reviews or responses, please make sure to respond to them. Now, we also have a feature here wherein it is automatically responded by our AI system. If you wanted to be more personal, let's say you wanted to be the one to respond to your reviews, just turn it off. But if you are okay that our system responds to your clients, then you can leave
it on. Yeah, I'm fine with your system response. Make it easier on life.
Yes, absolutely. And then next would be posting. So like I've mentioned with posts, each post that we actually create here are being posted as well on your Facebook page. Now, for example, you wanted to run some promotions.
Look at that one.
Let's say you have a Christmas promotion. So you can actually create a new post from here. Schedule the post whenever you wanted it to do the posting. And then you can also get help from our AI system. It allows you to go ahead and create posts. They'll create a post that for you, and then you can make revisions to it. Now, for example, we created a post that you don't like or feel like it's irrelevant. Just go ahead and let us know. You can delete the post. You can also edit the post if you like, change the pictures, so you have full control on this one. Okay. And then lastly would be business information. So here, business information, actually entails the information about the business, but please don't worry because not all information is actually shared to your customers. So, for example, your personal number, the 7400, that's not shared to them. So they only see the call tracking number, which is the 3221. And then if you scroll down below, you will see there that you are able to add pictures as well. So please send us pictures. It's very important that we have pictures of your completed work because this is what we're going to be showing your customers. And when we create posting for you, we will also use these pictures.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a few pictures of I've got today and last Friday and stuff like that.
Yes, that's great. So the more pictures that you actually send us, the better because we can also use this one on the website.
Do you have a link you can send that to me? I can send the pictures to you, or I can just add that to the website.
We highly suggest to upload the pictures here on your dashboard because that will also update all of your listing. But say, for example, you wanted to send in pictures and you wanted it to use, like, specifically, say, for example, Facebook ads, you can send it to our support email and then just note it there that you want this picture to be used to your website. Or let's say you wanted it to be the cover or, like, for example, for this type of service, you wanted to use this. Please email it to us and then put a note on each picture so we know which ones to use.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, and then, let's see, I think we are almost done. Oh, for the website, have you had a chance to check on your website? Do you have, like, any questions or revisions on it?
It'll be later on in the week when I give you guys a call back, but I'd like to change some of the service area, expand it out maybe a little bit. But I'll get to you a little later.
No problem. Just kindly review the ones that we have for you, and then you may go ahead and call us or shoot us a text. Let us know what areas you'd like to add so we can add them.
Definitely.
All right. So, yeah, I think we are almost – this one, just a quick reminder because especially now that your Google Business Profile is already live and visible to customers – you are actually going to be getting more online presence. Now, this can also result to different types of calls. So you can get service requests, competitor calls, along with many others. Now, you will also get solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google. They could be like Oli Oli or Townsquare.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those that sort of sneak some money from me, but I kind of picked up on real quick. It wasn't you know, legitimate.
Yes, yes, you are actually going to be getting those type of calls because you are being seen more now online, so that is really
mm-hmm.
normal. Now, they would sometimes tell you, or, well, usually they would tell you that they need extra money to complete your verification.
Yeah, they were trying to, get 300 and something out of me.
Oh,
and, I was like, I just asked them what company they were from, and it wasn't local flyers, so I was like, eh, no. I was like, eh, I'm pretty sure you're not going to be dealing with, so I just hung up.
That's good, yeah. You just have to go in and hang up with them.
I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
I had somebody call me from my business number that y'all generated for me, that was on the website. Somebody called me from that number, and I didn't even realize that was the number they called from, but I don't know if it was you guys or what, but they were talking about my business profile, and I was busy. I was on a piece of equipment. I couldn't hear, and I hung up. But that's the first time I've seen anybody call from that business number. Why would that be?
Let me see. Was it in March?
It may have been, yeah.
Oh, that was actually a test call for your, let me see, but your account was created on April. So I see there is actually a call. Let me just double check. Billing. I wanted to check when your account was created. So it was March 19, and then I see, yes. On March 23, there is a call from our number, the 877-635-6225. So it could be, one, they're testing your call tracking because we want to make sure that the call tracking works. Second, if, for example, when we actually set up the account and we cannot reach the client through their phone number, let's say for you for the 7400, we will
uh-huh.
try to call you on the call tracking number. But sometimes, yes, with the way how your call tracking is set up, it actually alerts you right away, letting you know that there is a client. So especially that at times that your account is new and we need to set up everything and make sure everything is, like, running, we will try to call you on your call tracking.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. It's no big deal then.
Okay. Thank you so much for understanding. Now, I think that would be it. One last thing. I want to inform you that we do have incentives when you actually refer to businesses to us. If you know somebody, and if you feel like they need our service too, you can refer them to us, and then we can get you one free month out of that. So, hopefully in the future, when everything is okay, when everything is, like, really working well, you can refer businesses to us as well that needs our help.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I'll definitely let people know they need it.
Okay, thank you so much. And yeah, I think that's it. Please continue to look out for emails and text messages with updates from us. We will continue to go ahead and optimize your campaign, of course, get you more leads, and please make sure to check your dashboard as there are actually a lot of resources there for you. Now,
okay, and then I do have one quick question. What about Local Splice? Are you guys building a local Splice profile? Angie's voice, I'm sorry.
Oh, we actually don't do Angie's.
Okay. Yeah, just curious.
It's okay. We don't build profiles on Angie's.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time. And if you have questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact us here at 877-635-6225. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Chris, for your time. We really appreciate it. And yes, thank you for being with us here at Local Splice. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You as well. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.